Thanks for tuning in to the PCBC Marriage and Family Ministry Podcast. Our mission is to engage, enlighten, encourage, equip, and enrich families with biblical strategies and training. For more marriage and family resources, please visit us at pcbc.tv/faith at home. We pray that this message will be a blessing to you as you seek God's will for your marriage and family.
Hi, I'm Kurt Bruner, and on this edition of the podcast, we're excited to hear from Dr. Emerson Eggerich. He's the author of Love and Respect, which is one of the books we highly, highly recommend for every couple. Now, what you're about to hear is just about a 15-minute excerpt from a much larger presentation that Dr. Emerson Eggerich gave at a conference, and he's given us permission to share that with you here. So I hope you enjoy this. It's called Love and Respect.
Male and female communication. It is a fun topic. It is a fun topic. She says, I have nothing to wear. Right? What she means is she has nothing new. He says, I have nothing to wear. What he means is he has nothing clean. Now, how is it that you can say the same exact words? I have nothing to wear. I have nothing to wear. But you mean something different. That's amazing. How can that be? And it's based on male and female differences. And so you can see how we get into these conflicts because we're trying to read what the other means. Why is that? Why does this kind of thing happen? Well, I believe in part because God made us this way. He made us male and female. I love the statement of Jesus. He said, have you not read? He who made them from the beginning made them male and female. Have you not read? He who made them from the beginning made them male and female. I liken it to the fact that God made women to look at the world through pink sunglasses. And it colors what she sees. In fact, I don't know if you know it, but she has pink hearing aids. And it affects what she hears. And in fact, she speaks through a pink megaphone. Men, on the other hand, wear blue sunglasses and have blue hearing aids and speak through a blue megaphone. So, for instance, if that woman is among 10 women and she says, I have nothing to wear, she speaks that through her pink megaphone. All 10 women who are listening through their pink hearing aids knows exactly what she meant by what she said. Oh, honey, I don't have anything new either, but we're going shopping in a few minutes. You want to come down with us? If that guy is speaking to 10 guys through his blue megaphone and they're listening through their blue hearing aids, I don't have anything to wear. They'll all say, she ain't doing your laundry either. Interesting dynamic. Pink and blue. Not wrong, just different. And as I looked at Scripture, I realized there was a powerful verse, Ephesians 5:33. Ephesians 5:33. That is the summary statement to the most significant treatise in all of the Bible on marriage. Almost everybody who turns to the Bible for wisdom and insight on marriage will always land at some point on Ephesians 5 because it is kind of the pinnacle. It's the greatest treatise on marriage. And what I saw there is a pink and blue issue, a male and female issue. Paul, who penned it, writes this, husbands must love their wives, and wives must respect their husbands. And I thought, that's an interesting distinction. And I concluded that a wife needs to feel love for who she is like she needs air to breathe. In fact, she has a love tank, so to speak, kind of an oxygen tank. And there's a hose connected to this love tank, and she needs to breathe in that love like she breathes in air. She just needs to feel loved. And when she is loved, she feels fulfilled. She's a happy camper. I will tell you that when her air hose is stepped on, she negatively reacts. And she's speaking through her pink megaphone, intending for blue hearing aid people to understand. Well, that second part of that verse says the wife must respect her husband. Apparently, he needs to feel respected for who he is apart from his performance, in the same way that she needs to be loved for who she is apart from her performance. What I discovered is that no husband feels fond feelings of love and affection in his heart toward a wife he thinks despises who he is. It's not within his nature, any more than a woman responds sexually to a man who's harsh and angry with her week after week. It's not within her nature. Her pink nature doesn't respond. She's not designed by God to respond to that. It's not within the male nature to respond to someone he thinks despises who he is. And he has this respect tank connected by an air hose, and he needs to breathe in that respect like he breathes in air. Interesting. Think about that. Husbands must love their wives. Wives must respect their husbands. What would be an illustration of a woman feeling unloved? What would be an illustration of a husband feeling disrespected? Well, let's start with a woman. Suppose it's January 15th and she gets on the scales. And she looks down and she's put on 13 pounds. She comes to her husband and says, "I can't believe it. I can't believe it. I can't believe all the pounds I put on since all those Thanksgiving meals, all the Christmas parties, all the New Year celebrations. I can't believe it. I feel fat. I feel ugly. I have nothing to wear. Can't do anything with my hair." He's a sensitive guy. Trained in the 90s. He listens. He goes to the bookstore the next day and he comes in and the lead book right in the bookstore, Dieting for the Christian Woman. Every man makes this mistake once. The subtitle, Post-Holiday Menus. So he gets that book and brings it home and he gives it to her. He thinks he's at Cape Canaveral. She goes ballistic. She goes right up. And as she's going up, she's screaming at him and pointing a finger. "You men have two brains. You men have two brains. One's lost and the other's out looking for it." Now, what's going on? When she sees that diet book, her pink hearing aids go into dissonance. Her glasses fog over. And she hears a message coming through that diet book from him to her. And that message is this:
"I do not accept you. I do not approve of you. I do not love you unless you look like a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader."
That's what she hears. That's what she hears. She begins to feel, "You don't love me unless. You'll only love me if. You'll only love me if I perform." That's what she hears. And she reacts negatively. In fact, when she feels unloved, she reacts in very disrespectful ways. In fact, what we're going to see is when he feels disrespected, he reacts in very unloving ways. But what's also interesting is if she brought a diet book home for him, she brings it to him and gives him a diet book.
"Hey, thanks. Hey, what's for dinner?"
And you see, when he looks at himself in the mirror, he can see Atlas there. He can bring Atlas out anytime he wants. May I suggest to you that body image issues are different between men and women? All the research points this out. We all are concerned about how we look, but I'm going to tell you that women are especially sensitive to appearance issues. Very sensitive. And what's even more interesting is if her best girlfriend came over with the diet book. "Did you get that diet book?" she says to her best girlfriend. "Yes." "Well, are you going to go on that diet? Do you want to do it together? Should we start Monday?" You see, when pink speaks through pink megaphone, pink hearing aids no go into dissonance. But when blue speak, go through dissonance. And also, though, sometimes, you know, pink can speak through her pink megaphones about a diet book, and blue doesn't go into dissonance. You can't never kind of know when it's going to happen. So when she feels unloved, she reacts, though, in ways that feel very disrespectful to him. Her negative reaction is trying to send him a message. I feel unloved right now. Unfortunately, at a certain point, he no longer hears the deeper cry of her heart. What are we going to do about that dilemma? Well, let's think of a couple weeks down the road, and she's in that bookstore, and the lead book, The Key to Marital Bliss, Communication. And she picks up that book and starts reading it. She's like, this is us, this is us. She buys it. That's the third marriage book this year she's purchased for the two of them to read. She brings it home, and she devours it from cover to cover, and she says, he needs to read this. But he's busy. He's busy. He's too busy, really, to read it from cover to cover. So I'm going to highlight and yellow some of the key sections for him. And then she puts it on a stand next to the chair that he sits in when he watches football. But she notices he doesn't pick it up. Why? Because this is the third marriage book. And that third marriage book, his blue hearing aids start going into dissonance. And he white knuckles it as he watches football. He knows it's there. He knows it's there. But he's thinking, first two marriage books she got, we got huge fights. Huge fights. This is the third one. We're going to get in a huge fight. If I say something, I'm in trouble. If I don't say something, I'm in trouble. But if I don't say anything, I'm in less trouble. So he stonewalls. He neglects it. Why? In his world as a male, he hears a message coming from her through the marriage book to him, which is this. I don't approve of you. I don't respect you, Buster, unless you change right now. That's what he hears. Now, I'm not justifying that. He can be completely wrong. Hey, I'm not justifying the wife when she goes ballistic when he's trying to be helpful and gives her a diet book. He may not even be coming close to saying, I don't love you, unless. And she may not even be coming close to saying, I don't respect you, unless. But what I am going to say is there's a tendency within the nature of the female to interpret diet books through pink. I'm not saying he's justified for feeling that way about the marriage book, but what I'm going to say, he's a male created by God. Not wrong, just different. And he interprets marriage books through a different grid. He doesn't see this as increasing love. He sees it as another situation that's going to result in him losing respect. And what's interesting is if he brought home a marriage book to her, she would go, did you buy that marriage book for us? Do you want to read it? I mean, do you want to start tonight and just kind of go through it, the two of us, reading out loud to one another? And then she's going to be on the phone to all of her girlfriends, telling them that he brought home a marriage book. He got a marriage book. We're one. We're connected. We're soulmates. Why doesn't she get all bent out of shape? Because she filters a marriage book through a different color, through a different nature, called female. Why does he get all bent out of shape about the marriage book? And why not about the diet book? Because he's made male. Not wrong, just different. Fascinating. Powerful. But what's interesting is when he shuts down on that marriage book, when he refuses to read it, that stonewalling, that neglect, that silence at the level of intimacy in a woman's world screams, I don't love you. She would never do that. It's inconceivable. It's like fingernails down a chalkboard. How can you do this? You see, when he feels disrespected, unfortunately, he can begin to react in ways that feel hugely unloving to her. And I discovered something I call it the love and respect connection, that without love, she reacts without respect, and without respect, he reacts without love, and then without love, she reacts without respect, and without respect, he reacts without love, and without love, she reacts without respect, and this baby starts to spin, and it gets crazy. Craziness is when we keep doing the same thing over and over again with the same ill effect. People of sound mind who've been married for many years are in what I call the crazy cycle. They keep doing the same thing over and over and over again. The topics change, but they keep spinning on the same crazy cycle, and they do it week after week after week after month after month after year. Good-willed people, not evil-willed people. Spinning, and they're getting nowhere. Now, someone might be saying, well, don't we women need respect? Or what are you saying? Are you saying that women don't need respect? Are you saying that men don't need love? No. It's a continuum. We all need love and respect. There's no question about that. But here's what I discovered. If women really wanted R-E-S-P-E-C-T as their most longed-for value from their husband, then tell me why in the whole card industry, why is there not one card from a husband to a wife that says, baby, I really respect you? It's not there. Because you don't want that card. You want L-O-V-E. Now, the card industry tried it, I'm sure, because they know Aretha's song. And those cards just bombed. In the New Testament, then, no wife is commanded to agape love. Only the husband is. And I thought, why is that? Because God designed women to love. It's within her nature to nurture. She loves to love. That's why when you say to a guy, hey, does your wife love you? Yeah. Does she like you? No.
Not today.
So guys don't lack assurance. That's why when you bring that marriage book home to him, he doesn't say, you don't love me. He doesn't process it that way. So what happens in the marriage relationship, because he's under command to agape love, he does that less by his nature. That's why God commands him to love, because it's not within his nature to love like you love. And that's why you long for him to be more loving, because you've sensed something within his nature. So when he feels disrespected, unfortunately, it's very natural for him to react in very unloving ways. But what I discovered is it's very natural for you to love, but when you feel unloved, it's very natural for you to react in very disrespectful ways. And this triggers the crazy cycle, big time.
I recall a long lost midnight when I fell into your eyes. I should have stayed until it got light, but I had to say goodbye, cause I was too afraid. That seems like yesterday.
Just a reminder that there is a book available called Love and Respect by Dr. Egerich that you're going to want to get your hands on and read and dive into and talk about as a couple as you're exploring how your marriage can be all that it should be. Thanks for listening. We look forward to sharing with you next time.
I was afraid of this then, and I thought I'd put this all behind me. Locked the door and ate the key. I don't know how you found me, but in a strange way I'm relieved. Cause I have been in a house of strangers for far too long, sleeping sound like a baby.
Thank you for listening. We pray that what you've heard today will encourage you and your family. If you would like to learn more about the Marriage and Family Ministry at PCBC, please visit us online at pcbc.tv/faith-at-home. To learn more about Putnam City Baptist Church and our many other ministries, please visit pcbc.tv. Thanks for joining us, and have a blessed day.